Welcome back. It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. And now to an immigration case that might not be quite what some people expect from the Trump administration and its immigration policy. The Department of Labor under President Trump is going after an Arizona company for poor conditions and for mistreating migrant workers. A judge awarded a temporary injunction against G Farms in El Mirage, Arizona. It's the first of its kind. Officials discovered that guest laborers picking onions and watermelons were having their pay with held, and that workers were being forced to live out of converted school buses in conditions one official described as a horror show. Now, this has all cast renewed light on the state of migrant laborers here in the United States. There were just over 134,000 H-2A visas given out in 2016, allowing foreign workers to enter the U.S. on a seasonal basis and to help fill a shortage of agriculture jobs on farms across America. Philip Martin is here. He's professor of agriculture and resource economics at UC Davis. Professor, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Philip Martin, do the abuses alleged at G Farms sound familiar? Is this the kind of thing that guest workers face that maybe doesn't usually wind up in the headlines or in a lawsuit?
Well, the G Farms case is probably a bit unusual because the federal government moved aggressively and sought a federal injunction so that if the farm were to once again violate the housing rules or the wage rules, it would be defying a federal court order rather than going through the normal procedure, which would be a Department of Labor administrative proceeding. So the investigators in Arizona must have found conditions that were more severe than they usually encounter when they're inspecting farms that employ H-2A guest workers.
Do most farms that employ workers with those visas get inspected?
Well, the way the process works is it's a three-stage procedure. First, farmers have to try and fail to recruit U.S. workers. Second, they have to provide the foreign guest workers, as well as any out-of-area U.S. workers, with free and approved housing. And third, they have to pay an adverse effect wage rate, which is a wage rate higher than the federal or state minimum wage. So the housing at G Farms had been inspected before the workers arrived. For some reason, the inspected housing was not available when the workers arrived, and instead the employer put them, according to the employer, temporarily into school buses, which was not approved.
Why is this lawsuit significant? We mentioned it's the first of its kind. Does it signal more actions coming from the federal government?
Traditionally, what happens is when there are violations of the H-2A regulations, the farmer wants the work to get done. The workers want to earn the wages. So usually the practice has been to allow the work to continue, but to insist that the violations be corrected. And if they're not corrected, the Department of Labor can levy fines. So the idea of going to an injunction, that could be a new and tougher enforcement tactic. We just don't know yet.
Now, some people have expressed some surprise here, Professor Martin, that the Trump administration, which has had a very tough stance on immigration and at times anti-immigrant rhetoric, has chosen an enforcement here alleging abuse against guest workers. Is that surprising to you? And is there a strategy here?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the Trump administration plans are. I do know that the H-2A program has doubled in size over the last 10 years, and it is continuing to increase. And we will have to wait and see if this particular enforcement action is the first of many or a one-time event.
Do you have any sense of what it could mean? I realize I'm asking you to speculate. What could it mean if there's more enforcement of H-2As and conditions at farms and sites around the country where guest workers are employed?
The H-2A program is expanding because there has been a sharp slowdown in the influx of new unauthorized Mexicans who are willing to go and work just about anywhere in U.S. agriculture or in non-farm jobs. The expenses associated with H-2A workers could be higher, especially for those farmers who decide they're going to use guest workers and then try to cheat on the side by not having adequate housing as they promised or by not paying that adverse effect wage rate as they promised to do. the higher cost associated with H-2A could slow the expansion, which is now underway.
So clearly, Professor Martin, there's a lot of demand for the inexpensive labor that still drives a lot of agriculture in this country. I assume that farmers are clamoring to Congress for some help here. What's likely to happen?
Hard to know. What farmers have been asking for two decades is an alternative to the H-2A program that eliminates the need to try to recruit U.S. workers, that eliminates the requirement to provide housing, and that reduces that adverse effect wage rate back toward the minimum wage.
So it's interesting then what appears on its face to be enforcement that could protect the interests or the living conditions of migrant workers may in fact go the opposite way in spurring an alternative program to H-2As that just makes it easier and cheaper and leaner for farmers to do business without having to go through a lot of steps.
Tighter enforcement should raise the cost of H-2As, which should speed up mechanization. On the other hand, tighter enforcement that then leads to another or a different guest worker program with fewer regulations could wind up increasing the use of foreign guest workers.
A lot of different dynamics and different pressures here as the Department of Labor gets an injunction against one farm in Arizona for its treatment of guest workers. Philip Martin, Professor of Agriculture and Resource Economics at UC Davis. Professor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.